Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I have a great show for you today. Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules is on the show. I'm going to be talking to her in just a minute. I can't wait to talk about the season, Kristen Carter, Beau, her new book. We have so much to chat about. So she's going to be out here in a minute. Before I bring her out, I want to say please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. If you want access to all of the bonus episodes and support this podcast, head on over to patreon.com/everythingiconic. Click become a patron, and for $4 or more per month, you get access to all the bonus episodes. I did a little mini Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recap over there for last week's episode, so if you're looking for that, it's up there, and that's free over there, so you can just head on over to that link and check it out. Next Monday, I have a very special interview with Beverly D'Angelo, who of course played Ellen Griswold in the Vacation movies, Christmas Vacation, and Vacation, European Vacation, Vegas Vacation. She's amazing, and my chat with her, I am so excited for people to hear it, because it was just so thrilling. She's been in the industry for so long, and she has so many wonderful stories, and I just can't wait for you guys to hear that interview. If you're a fan of pop culture, movies, acting, I think you'll love it. So that'll be next Monday. We'll have our recaps this week. I'm doing my best to keep up with all of the shows and all of the content. I've come down with the cold, so that's why I sound a little extra nasal. I feel like I sound like Erica Jane. How many fucks do I give? Like, that's how I sound. I honestly just, I'm ready to go on tour with Erica Jane and just be her voice double. Anyway, let's bring out Stassi. Thank you guys again so much for listening. And I'll leave it here with this interview with Stassi. Please enjoy. Love you. Yeah. Okay, guys, I'm here with Stassi Schroeder. Stassi, how are you doing?
Hey. Good. This was so easy to get to. I literally live like two blocks away.
And you were so sweet. You brought the Witches of WeHo potion, which I cannot wait to try.
Yes. But like I said, drink it cold. That's the best way.
Well, if I've learned anything from Diane Keaton, it's always put an ice cube in your glass.
See, I don't do that.
You don't do that?
My friends do that. And I'm like, that makes me feel like I'm drinking like cold piss.
Yeah.
It's like watered down wine.
I like it. I prefer it watered
down.
A
lot of people say that, yeah. But that's just not for me. I like to put like my wine glasses in the refrigerator so that they're just like ready for me.
So they're cold. So take me through this wine. Like what kind of wine are you guys selling? Is it all white wine or it's red wine too?
We just have one right now.
Okay.
So it's our potion number one. So when Katie, Chris, and I came up with this, we were like, we've always wanted to just do something together, like with the Witches of WeHo. It's so campy and cute and whatever. And shout out to Tom Schwartz for coming up with that nickname. And so we were like, let's just do a wine. And then when we were coming up with like what we wanted it to be like and all that, we settled on, okay, we're going to narrow it down to at least like doing Pinot Grigio for the first one. It's the easiest wine to drink. We wanted like our first wine to like basically people can just feel like they're drinking water and they don't realize that they've already had three bottles.
Right.
So that was the goals. And so hopefully we continue to do it and then we'll have a potion number two, a potion number three, and then go into rosé and like red and all of that stuff. So this is like our first one.
I cannot wait to try it.
Thanks.
Now I have to mention, I don't know if you remember this, but I met you at an e-casting and do you remember this? Like we were testing for a show at E.
I remember doing that thing. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And it always made me laugh because we were sitting down and they were like, okay, you guys got to talk about the Kardashians.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, just riff about the Kardashians. Something was going on with Khloe or something.
Right.
And you're like, why do we have to talk about the Kardashians? I don't want to talk about the Kardashians. And I was just, it made me laugh so hard because we were like in the E offices.
Oh, and they were probably like, so we're not going to pick you.
No, they didn't pick either of us. But it was like, it was just so funny because it was like, yeah, we're in the house that Kardashians built.
I love the Kardashians. I watch them all the time. A lot of people are like, oh, that rots your brain. I find it to be completely the opposite because when I watch the Kardashians, I am inspired to like be working on more stuff.
Right.
So I like watch the Kardashians for motivation. I love them, but they're literally the only thing that's on air on E 24/7.
That and Botched. It's like Botched. I've had enough of Botched.
And Kardashians. It's like we're in like this like communist country or something where like we're just forced to just watch Botched and Kardashians on repeat.
I know.
So that's why when the people are like, let's talk about the Kardashians, I'm like, love them, but we've talked about them enough right now.
I was at the gym the other day. It was like the only thing the treadmills were playing was Botched or Don't Be Tardy. And I was like, this is too much for me.
I can't do Botched.
Yeah.
I can't watch like the, you know, I love horror movies and all that, but like when it comes to like gore and like cutting people open and just like implants and shit, it just really freaks my brain out. It weirds me out that I have a chin implant.
Wait, I want to back up for a second. So you talk about how you love all this horror stuff.
Yeah.
Have you always loved like horror movies like as a kid?
Yeah. Like Beetlejuice is one of my favorite movies growing up. So,
and it doesn't upset you because like when I watch that stuff, I suffer from depression. I feel like I get in like a really bad place when I watch like too gory stuff.
Oh, well, I don't like gore.
You just like
scary.
scary.
I like haunted house movies, ghost movies, like just creepy, scary things. I like a Saw,
You like a Saw?
They're not technically my favorite. Okay. It's like, okay. I enjoy watching them, but I feel the way you feel after.
Yeah, you feel gross.
I watch a Saw marathon. I feel like, who am I?
Wait, so does Stassi Schroeder ever sit down and watch a rom-com? Like, do you love a rom-com?
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite rom-com?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Classic.
Just, like, the basic bitch that I am.
Right.
Yeah.
You know that there's an Entertainment Weekly behind you, and it was like...
My best friend. I just saw that my best friend's wedding.
Right.
Oh, my God. When I woke up that morning and saw that they did that photo shoot together, I was like...
so good, right?
Like, tingles everywhere.
I know. Although I was upset because everyone was hating on Rupert Everett, and he's like 60, and he looks fine.
People were hating on him?
Yeah, people were like, he looks so bad. And I was like, well, he's 60 years old. Like, what do you expect? But in that article or in that piece, there's like a thing about Kate Hudson's dress. You know, she wears that like yellow dress. Which the costume designer said was like a bold choice because she's blonde hair. And they were like, we're just going to do it. And it was
really?
Like, yeah, it was like a big deal.
I need to read that article.
Yeah, it's good.
Because that dress is iconic.
It's so good. Yeah.
Like I remember like in senior prom, like when that all came out, like everyone, right. There was at least like 3 girls each year that would copy that dress.
Right. Oh, it was so good. Okay, we got to talk about Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the season so far?
James annoys the fuck out of me. So there's that. I'm enjoying most of it.
Wait, I have a question about James. So do you get annoyed that like, so in the beginning of the season, we see him do all these like monstrous things and then they present him in a very sympathetic way. Like, does that annoy?
Do you know how many times I've called my producers bitching them out? Being like, how you guys know the truth. Like you're making him sympathetic, filming all these extra scenes with his family and all of that so that it balances out so you can keep him around. This is like, it's because he does too much awful shit that they can't justify having him around if we don't see this other sympathetic part to him. But what really infuriates me is that every single one of us is taking care of our families a lot.
Yeah.
Every single one of us is doing shit like that. And for them to just make it seem like James is just this hero for just helping his family. And if he doesn't have his DJing job on Tuesdays, like he's not going to be able to like, really.
Yeah. It's weird. I find it very bizarre just because of how he was presented in the early part of the season. And then it's like, they're going out of their way to make him. And it is sympathetic. Like I find myself watching and I'm like,
dude,
oh my God,
I'm
crying along with him.
I know.
And the
I'm
mom.
Like, oh my God, I feel so bad for him. And then I have to slap myself.
Do you think they do that with Kristen a little bit? Because this week on the show, I feel like they really did paint her sympathetically more so than the rest of the season they have been.
I don't know. I guess because I'm so close to Kristen.
Right.
To me, the whole everything felt pretty accurate. The edit. Everything was pretty like, yeah, that's pretty much how it went down. Everything. Yeah.
So wait, what's going on with you and Kristen right now? You guys are good.
We're like all of us, like especially me, Katie and Kristen. We've been friends for so long, for over 10 years. So we fight like sisters. We fight all of the time. Every other day there's a new thing that we're like fighting about, and then we go like out of our group chat and like tell the other person and then like text each other. Like that's just how our relationship is.
Yeah.
But we're always still best friends, and then we like jump out of it within a matter of minutes.
So the stuff of like the bombshell about Carter.
Yeah.
Was she pissed? She wasn't. I mean, she must have been. Are they still together?
I can't confirm, nor can I deny, but like, I don't even know.
I mean,
I really don't. I don't know.
Because that was shocking when I was watching it. It was like the stuff you said about Carter, and you could tell what I loved. I shouldn't say I loved about it, but you could tell that it wasn't planned. You even said on camera, like, I didn't want to say this. Like, I didn't mean to say this.
I didn't want to say. So this is something that she has already told everyone, and everyone knows. Production knows, all of our friends know, all the cast members know this information. It was the first time anyone had said it on camera, and that's when I like was like, that's not my place to say to say something on camera. So like all the girls were like, we know.
But it was like, on camera.
Just the fact that I was like, yeah, but that should have been her place to bring up.
Yeah. So what does he work or he doesn't work then?
I mean, he works. Yes.
On Vanderpump Rules or like outside of
Vanderpump? No, he works outside of.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He does.
I didn't know because that was what was confusing. I'm speaking of work, though. Bo was in a Lifehouse music video.
He was. Like, He's so mad that I outed him on that.
Oh my God. I saw that online. And that used to be on my like hookup playlist. Like I wasn't really hooking up because I was closeted, but it was like on that like slow dance playlist, that song You and Me. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe Bo was in this.
They were nominated for Best Kiss at like the MTV Movie Awards. Like,
that is
and
wild.
I'm like, oh my God, you were nominated for an MTV Movie Award before we were.
So wait, is he an actor? Is he still acting or is.
No, I mean, he used to do commercials and stuff a lot, but now that, you know, Vanderpump Rules and all of that, like, he sticks to casting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, going back to James, we saw a lot of his mom. Have you met James's mom?
I've not, but she terrifies me.
She does terrify
me,
too.
She's, like, next level scary.
Yeah. There's just a lot going on, and that scene where she was telling him, like, you took your first steps at Tiffany's. It was, like, insanity.
Ralph Lauren. Burberry. And I'm like, what the fuck? What is she even?
I'm trying to figure out if it's like for the cameras or if it's.
Kristen has a theory because, well, Kristen spent a lot of time with her because she used to date James. And Kristen has said that she's always wanted to be a housewife of Beverly Hills. So Kristen's like, this is her audition. This is her audition.
Was there a story that she was like stealing money from Kristen? Am I making that up?
Yeah, no. Kristen has said this. She said that James's mom stole her credit card and. Used it a bunch. And one of the times, I guess, at a spa or something, and the spa called Kristen. And she's like, that's not, no, I'm not, you can't that card.
That's insane. What was the rumors earlier before the season started about Kristen being demoted? I feel like we're just talking about Kristen. Here we go.
That's fine. I mean, she's not demoted.
But was that, someone said Billy Lee started that rumor?
Well, there were all of these articles that came out being like, you know, like Radar Online and all that
all
stupid
the
shit.
Esteemed publications.
Yes. And it was like, Billy Lee's the news cast member and Kristen Doty is demoted. So we're like, who else would say that? Do you know what I mean? It just looked, I don't know if like who started it, but that's, yeah.
So I'm confused. So going into this season, do you guys know who is full time and who's not?
Yeah. There are a lot of people who are like hoping that at the end they'll be like, now you're a main cast member.
So someone like Billy Lee would be filming as a part-time cast member and then with the hopes of if their storyline is enough, then they would be full-time. Is that right?
Yeah, it's really hard to do, though. It takes a few years. Like, because Lala, it took her a couple years to even...
And you guys are all so close, too. I feel like it's hard to really break in to that. Do you find that or no?
I actually don't think it's that hard to break in. I think it was hard for Lala because she came out like guns blazing, just kind of like an asshole. And she even admits that. She's like, I wish I didn't handle my first season the way that I did. And if she hadn't have come in like that, I feel like she would have been, we would have been super open to her from the beginning. It's not that hard. Like, you just got to be cool and like actually want to get to know us and be our friends and not just like come in, stir the pot just to get on camera because we can see right through it.
Is that what you feel Billy has been doing?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, let's go back to James. Do you think he's getting too many chances with Lisa? Like, what's why has Lisa got like so much?
I think he makes for good TV.
That's what she likes.
I think.
We saw this week in the episode Kristen saying, like, I'm the only one in this group that doesn't get any second chances with Lisa. Do you believe that?
That I think is true.
I thought it was too.
Because it's been so long. And so I don't understand like why Lisa still has all of this like built up animosity towards Kristen, but she does. Yeah.
Did you find it hard when you were on the outs with everyone and with Lisa? Like, did you find it hard to get Lisa to forgive you?
Yeah. It took a really fucking long time.
Yeah.
You have to like hardcore earn her trust back. Like when you slight her in any way, it's like you're cut for a really long time.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk about Brittany. You and Brittany are really close.
Yeah.
Now, has there ever been any awkwardness because of your relationship with Jax? Like, you guys just hit it off right away.
No, we just hit it off right away. I remember when we first met, Brittany was like, after we met, she was like, I was so scared. Everyone told me what a bitch you were, and you're just so nice. Like, I don't understand. And I'm like, well, I'm not a bitch just to a random. Like, if I'm going to find myself in a situation where I feel the need to fight back or even start something because I think I'm mad at something. Yeah, but like I'm not going to just be an asshole to you. It is, yeah.
And she's so sweet too.
She's so sweet.
Yeah. How long do you think the show can go on for?
You know what? We were talking about Golden Girls. I could literally see this being like, we're 85 years old and it's like Golden Girls meets Vanderpump Rules. And we all have like grandchildren and shit.
I'd watch forever. But I'm curious if you guys will all have kids on camera, because you guys talked about that on the air.
I don't mind having kids on camera.
Yeah. Would you have your kids on camera? Like, would you allow the young kids to be on camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that with the age that we live in, a lot of people are like, you know, back in the day, we're like, it's not my kid's choice. And, you know, it's their choice and I can't make that choice for them. But that was before social media. That was before Instagram, and everything is documented all the time, regardless of whether you're on a reality show. That if I had a child, they're going to grow up documenting everything anyway. So might as well make money off of it.
Speaking of going on, would you ever do like a Housewives? Like if they were like, would you come on Beverly Hills? You wouldn't do it?
No. What I love about Vanderpump Rules is that we're all friends. Like I would never want to be put on a show where it's like, now you have to go and be friends with this person. And like, now you're a group of friends that travel together and have lunches together. And that's just like,
it's like
not,
you don't actually like each other.
Yeah, that's not for me.
You've met a bunch of the Housewives though.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
I love a lot of them.
Do you watch all the Housewives?
So I just binged Beverly Hills last season.
Okay.
Because I love New York Housewives. That's my favorite.
That's mine too.
I think it's the best show on Bravo. I love all of them. Like Countess, Sonia, Ramona, Dorinda. Like I really love Bethany. I love all of them. Now that I got into Beverly Hills Housewives, it's just like so different from New York. The drama is like way more boring, but it's just like it's entertaining in a different way.
It's very slow paced. Like especially last season was really bland.
I like Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, she's great.
She's a freaking firecracker.
Do you guys get like inside stuff from because of Lisa? Like do you hear
things? We hear little tidbits, but no one will really like fully tell us.
Right.
And we have the same production company. You would think that I would know more, but I don't.
I know, because I'm so curious. There's so much stuff with Lisa Vanderpump behind the scenes of this season.
Yeah. Well, that's why I started. That's actually why I binged last season, so that I could understand what's happening.
So there's always been these like alleged stories of Lisa selling things to the press. Like that's what all the Housewives try to go up against her with.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if like you guys on Vanderpump Rules have ever had any issues with Lisa that haven't been shown on camera. Like, has there been anything where you're like, she did this or that?
No, I don't really think so. Because it's a different type of relationship. Like, there's nothing that sticks out that, no, I don't feel like there are really any secrets with her. Because it's like Beverly Hills Housewives, they're like all on the same level. So they're all doing shady shit to each other.
Right.
She's our boss and like matriarch. So it's a little different.
Right. Does she have control? Like, because you're not working for Sir anymore, does she have control to be like, I want her off the show?
I wonder that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It sort of seems like she would want Kristen off the show.
Right, but she also needs someone to fight with.
Yeah.
So I think she finds that everyone's useful in their own way.
Let's talk about Sheena. Now, the editors I feel
Sheena's
really
my favorite
troll,
person to watch.
They really troll her like hard. You guys know that? Like, do you guys watch it and be
Sheena
like,
doesn't care. I don't know if she doesn't care. Or she just doesn't notice it, doesn't realize it.
Yeah, it's like shocking.
But she like, the more they troll her, the more extra she gets.
So do you think on some level she's like playing into it, or she's just oblivious to it?
I don't know, and I'm fascinated by it. I almost feel like it's a little bit of both. Like she's hardcore leaning into it and playing into it.
Right.
But at the same time, she's like kind of oblivious to like how crazy it looks.
It's like so bad. Yeah. Like every single week, I feel like there's at least one scene. Like this past week, it was like a symphony of her saying the word Rob.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, this is so humiliating.
It's so
funny. It's hysterical, but it's like, she has to be watching and be like, wow, I'm literally just watching them make fun of me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the room thing in Solvang. Like, did she want a room alone?
Well, so this is the thing. We thought she was the only single person. And obviously producers love when, like, if someone were to bring a guy in and all of that. So we're like, okay, there's one room. Obviously, we're not the ones that are booking this hotel because we can't. We need to get approval to film there and all of that. So it's not like Lala set legitimately this hotel up and room assigned everyone. Like, there is some that, like,
production.
We do have free will. Like, if I didn't want a room with Ariana, or if Katie didn't want a room with Kristen, she could say that. But there was this extra room Sheena was the single one. So we were like, if you want to bring a dude home, this one can be yours. And she didn't complain at the time. So none of us knew that there was a problem. Honestly, I'm jealous that I just didn't get my own room. Like, I love to room alone.
I know, I prefer it too. I want to talk about the show this season, though. There are moments, you mentioned, like, production does have, you know, they have to approve all of this stuff before. So yeah. Do you watch the show and do you find certain scenes to be a little too set up? Or is it all very, because, like, I'm thinking of a scene where Lala, Sheena, they went to talk to Lisa and say, we need some time off to go to Solvang. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, obviously, you guys know production has to get approval for Solvang first. So, like, everyone knows you're shooting in Solvang.
Yeah, but it is super tricky because Lisa still acts like our boss, totally. So it's like, if they didn't go up to her and ask her, even though it's pre-approved by production, Lisa would have let them have it for not coming to her.
Yeah.
So they had to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Cause it was like, I was watching a moment like that. I'm like, oh, obviously everyone knows. And if she's a producer on the show, she has the call sheet.
Yeah.
Do you guys get call sheets or how does that work?
Not a call sheet. We kind of get a text being like, hey, tomorrow you got to be at this at this time with this person.
Your mom was on the show.
Yeah.
How did all that go? Like, what's been the result of all? Like, because that was tough to, it was a lot to watch.
Yeah.
Was it hard for you to watch it back?
It's been really hard. And I haven't really spoken to her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, like, it goes way deeper. And I was really disappointed. And there were just a lot of things that she said that I didn't know or hear. Mm. Like when she said to Kristen, I wish my daughter would be like half the woman you are. I'm like, I was up there trying to get our reservation. Like, I didn't know she was saying things like that. So it, like, after it already hurt my feelings in the moment, my feelings got re-hurt all over again watching it.
Yeah. You know, it was, as I was watching it, I was just, as a viewer, I thought it was really funny. And then looking back on it, I thought, oh, I feel bad actually. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause it did seem like, you know, it's a real family dynamic. It's not just like another cast member.
Yeah.
And will we see more of her on this season at all? No it's mm-hmm. done. Yeah. Okay. So the private jet situation.
So fun.
First of all, the private jet was 20 minutes, right? That's or 25 minutes.
25 minutes. I was like, this is bullshit. Keep me up here. Can we just have the whole...
You were so funny on the private jet.
I just want to live on this jet.
Yes. Did you guys land in Solvang or did you land like outside of Solvang?
I can't remember. I mean, it was like a good like half an hour bus, like, you know, van ride to like our hotel.
Yeah, the hotel or something.
But like as close to Solvang, I guess, as you could get.
I'm asking you all these like dirty questions. I have some more dirty questions. Do you find that they're dirty?
I have a podcast too, so I'm really.
I want to talk about the mechanics of like Sir and Tom Tom. So when you guys go there, do you get an appearance fee?
No,
like, no appearance fee. Anything?
I would love to.
I feel like you guys
it's
should.
Not fair.
You should.
Like, we
right?
just threw Galentine's night the other night at Sir, and paid like tax and tip and all that. And I'm like, I'm literally paying here to be swarmed. Like right. I'm paying to be swarmed. Like. Shouldn't we get like at least just $200?
I feel like you guys should get some money because back in the day, especially, do you remember when like Kim or Paris would go to a club? They would get like crazy fees.
Well, yeah. Well, and we do that.
And you do
sometimes.
That too.
Yeah. But we go to Sir for free.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like Sir is still a nightclub. Yeah. I feel like you should get an appearance fee.
Thank you.
I don't
Can
know.
We just... Let's right now.
It's very shady that no one, I don't understand like the mechanics of like the payment there.
I think it's just always lost in translation because Sir is not just Ken and Lisa's. It's also Guillermo and Natalie's. And so then it's Ken and Lisa, then Guillermo, Natalie, then us, then production. So there's all of these moving parts that aren't communicating. Mm-hmm. Like I remember the day before Galentine's Day, I wrote into the group chat to the girls and I was like, we have like a section blocked off with like security, right? And they were like, oh no, you didn't think of that. I'm like, cool. Didn't want to be murdered. Like, what if somebody wants to just stab me? Like, I need them to be able, somebody, a security guard, to stop them from stabbing me. Can we get this figured out? It's like, no one really thinks about it. It's really weird. It's like a clusterfuck.
And when you guys go there, you're just being swarmed for pictures, too.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, I always say it's like the Bravo Disneyland. People go there and they want pictures with you guys and stuff. But you guys should be getting paid for that.
Yeah.
Someone should be paying. And also, those restaurants stay alive by you guys being there.
I mean, that's how I feel. You're like my inner monologue right now.
So you and Katie had an infamous falling out. Do you think you guys will be fine from now on? You don't think you'll have?
I mean, we still fight.
Yeah, you still fight.
She's terrifying.
Yeah. She is scary, right?
She's like really scary. I I try and teach her all the time. I'm like, you need to learn how to put emojis at the end of your text messages because you're frightening everyone. Like, your texts are aggressive. And even if you don't mean them to be, they seem like they are. Just put the little heart, the little pink heart, double heart thing or something so that we know you're not like furious with us.
You guys need to put together a book of like Tequila Katie texts or something. Like, I would read that.
She's scary.
Just screenshots of the text. Okay. So we talked a little bit about Billie Lee, but was there ever a time when you guys were going to invite her on the trip? Because this whole argument of like Billie Lee not being involved in that girls' night was about her not being involved. And then it seemed like she was just not welcome on the trip either. Was there?
She doesn't hang out with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to just all of a sudden hang out with someone because June 1st starts and we start filming and pretend to be friends. If I haven't heard from you all year long, except for like tweets where you're being an asshole towards me, like, why would I invite you anywhere? Granted, this was Lala's trip and she got to choose who she wanted to go on the trip. But if it was mine, I wouldn't have invited her. Like, you have to make an effort to be, we aren't housewives. Mm-hmm. We're not the housewives. Mm-hmm. We're not just cast to go on fake trips together and like hang out. Like, we're actual real friends, which is partly why, like, I know, I feel like we've gotten a lot of heat because of Sheena. Cause it's like, you guys are mean girls to Sheena. And it's like, I haven't heard from her in a year. And then all of a sudden we start filming and she's like, why aren't you guys friends with me? And I'm like, I haven't heard from you. It's like, so that's why I'm like, you have no loyalty. I can't trust you. Like, are you just my friend because we're filming right now? I don't know.
And it's confusing because wasn't Sheena in Vegas the whole time? Like, or leading up to that, wasn't she like living in Vegas?
Yeah, she was going back and forth every weekend.
Okay, so yeah. So why isn't that being addressed on the show?
I don't know. I thought it would. And I think she deserves that.
Yeah, because
that's a cool thing that she did. And like, that's, you know, that takes a lot to get on stage, right? You know, however many nights a week and do that. And I feel like that should have been. But I feel like with Vanderpump Rules, they got to keep us serving. Yeah, you know,
that's weird. But you have been able to get away from that.
I got really lucky.
You got lucky.
Season two, I was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you got lucky. And Kristen, too. I mean, they're showing other things she's doing. But what about Laura Lee Vale? Like, have you heard from any of those old people? Like, what are they up to? What's Laura Lee up to?
I have no idea, but I would love to know.
I need to know. Like, I need Laura Lee to just hop in the restaurant and just, like one scene.
I would welcome that with wide open arms.
Like, just, I know that it would feel really scripted, but just like have her walk in,
just have her eating, you know what
I mean? Tell me what she's up to.
I would love to know that.
I would love it. And then this past week on Guys Night, let's talk about Guys Night for a second. So Bo and Jax called you and Brittany.
Yeah.
And they had girls there. Now, this is more behind the scenes mechanics. Like, were those girls cast or were they just random girls from there?
They're not cast.
They were just at the hotel bar.
Random girls. Yeah. We don't cast. Like,
right.
Casting isn't like a thing with Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Like, if there is a group of girls there, then they make do with whatever is like
around
in
them.
The area. Yeah.
Interesting. So when the boys called you, were you upset or were you didn't?
No, because like the safest place for my boyfriend to be with a bunch of chicks is on camera.
Yeah.
Like, what is he going to do? The cameras are there.
Exactly. What about that moment though? Did you see that moment? It was really quick with Tom Sandoval where he was like,
I did see that.
What did you think
of
that?
I was like, that's kind of weird. I paused it and I was like, that would have annoyed me.
It was so brief, but it was like,
that would have annoyed me. And I looked over at Bo. I was like, if you were to have done that, that would have like caused a fight right now.
Right.
I would have been annoyed, but Sandoval could have just been talking about like freaking science fiction and aliens, like for all we know.
Nothing happened. I mean, but it was just like a split second where they both kind of like looked at the camera like, oh, you're here.
Yeah.
And it was just a little awkward, but yeah, nothing ended up happening.
Yeah.
There was a moment with Peter too, where Peter went in the room with Peter's not with anyone.
Who knows what went down there?
Wait, so did something go on? Did you hear something went on?
No, we didn't hear anything after the fact. Like, it was like over. Like, then when we woke up the next morning.
What do we have coming up on the season?
Mexico.
Okay.
We go to Mexico.
Does everyone go to Mexico? Is anyone not?
I ain't gonna tell
you. You're not telling me.
you're gonna have to watch and see. But the vacation episodes are always my favorite. And we have like Jax and Brittany's engagement party and just things leading up to that and stuff.
Is the Jax and Brittany gonna be the finale, the engagement party?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, and I think that's already out there that it was, yeah.
And then next season, do you know when they're getting married? Did they announce a date yet?
I know when they're getting married.
So can you maybe answer me this? Like, because I know a lot of fans are worried, next season is going to be like a full season of them like leading up to the wedding. It probably won't be, right?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell.
Well, because we can't even confirm or deny if we have another season.
You guys do.
They like don't. They don't. We're never allowed to say anything.
I know the ratings are good though. You guys are good.
Yeah. There's a lot. This only kind of just begins with like Kristen and her situation, and that builds a lot. And I think everyone just like individually has their own shit and freakouts that happen.
Right.
So it's not like one big storyline of like, so and so cheated, did they or didn't they? It's like everyone has their own shitty shit going on.
Are we saying that Hope ever again? What happened? What was her deal?
She annoys me.
Yeah, she seemed thirsty.
She seems thirsty as fuck, right? Yeah. It's like, who wants to brag about banging James? Like, I still like am blown away every time like I see a photo of him. I'm like, people have sex with him. Like, and people are bragging about it.
But wasn't she? Did I read somewhere or somebody say that she was trying to get on camera previous seasons and never did? Or
yeah,
something?
I've heard that too. Yeah.
Do you guys get a lot of people like that? That
yeah.
Are just, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in the universe that you wish would have more? Is there like, would you wish Adam filmed more? Like anyone that you or Christina? I know she was on the show.
Christina Kelly. I wish. Yeah.
What happened with her? Why didn't she ever? Just not interesting.
You know, Sandoval made it really hard on her season two and just kind of made her feel like, why are you even here? And she's not going to show her relationship. She's been in like a 9-year relationship and he's not interested in filming. And she kind of was just like, you guys are like too intense for it's just not. She's so chill.
It's not her thing.
And it's just not like if she was like a building, she'd be a spa. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's still one of my best friends, but it's too much for her.
And she doesn't work there anymore, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. What about Peter? Why have we ever seen more of Peter's like home life or something?
I don't know. I've always wondered that too. I think because he's just kind of like all over the place and like doesn't commit to like one thought or girl or feeling. Like he kind of just like mediates and goes between everyone. He doesn't really like take a stand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, he's not like really in the drama.
I always want more from him and I want more of Guillermo. Like I would love just like one episode, like follow Guillermo home.
That would
like,
be so funny.
And I just want to know what's up with Guillermo.
I love Guillermo.
I know he's really sexy too. He's like a very handsome older
man. He's like George Clooney.
Yeah. Very handsome. Okay. So tell me about your book.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
So what's the title of it? What's it about?
It's called Next Level Basic. And Emily, my publicist over here, she's been telling me for 5 years. She's like, you need to write a book. And I'm like, I'm not ready. Like, what would I write about? What would I write about? And I'm like, I'm not going to write an autobiography. Who the fuck am I? Like, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? People say write about you what you know. And what I know is like being a basic bitch. And since doing my podcast, I've realized, because it's my fourth year now doing my podcast, that like when I like talk to my listeners, like the things that they love the most about what I talk about are like those basic bitch topics. And I think that people everywhere have made the term basic bitch like a negative thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really proud of being a basic bitch. So sure. It's like a manifesto. It's a how-to, like a funny how-to can't be basic bitch guide, but it's also peppered with stories of my life.
So what are a couple, one or two basic bitch things that you embrace that you feel that maybe some people look down on? Does that make sense?
Like wine marathons while I watch the Kardashians, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're like, that's what you're doing with your day. Like you could be doing things. No, this feels good right now.
It feels good, yeah.
This feels really good.
You know, I always embrace a trip to Home Goods and people hate on me for it, but I love a trip to Home Goods. And
oh,
it's
I
very
love
basic
Home Goods.
And I could just spend the day there, just walking through those aisles.
Oh, love it. The Grove. The people Grove. Are like, so basic. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's one of the happiest places on earth. Have you seen the fountain and twinkle lights?
Yeah, like, Christmas time is so beautiful there.
I know.
I'm obsessed with Christmas too. Don't get me started.
I'm still listening to Christmas music.
Oh my God. What do you listen? What's your Christmas
music? I just tell Alexa, I just say, Alexa, play Christmas music. And she just does the whole thing. It's only in the last few days that Beau's been like, it's time to stop.
Wait. Speaking of Christmas, I don't know. You probably don't know that. But do you know that I sort of helped plan your birthday party?
What?
I was the one who tweeted that I had said that you guys should have a Christmas party.
Dropping in the
Oh my gosh.
And then Ariana texted me and she said, I think we're going to do that.
She sent me a screenshot of a tweet. Right. I remember getting that.
It was
and it was also, it was like Christmas and whatever. But then I think you also tied in Game of Thrones to it. Did you?
I said, because it would be the perfect time. I was like, you guys are filming it in summertime. And I used to always throw a Christmas in July party. And it was like the best time. Like everyone loved it, you know, because Christmas parties are so fun, but there's so much pressure around Christmas time. But when you do it at summertime, it's just like you can just enjoy the music and all of that.
Wait,
it's so fun. So Danny, it was sort of
this makes me so. I feel like we just like came full circle. This like feels so meaningful.
I didn't want to bring
right
it
now.
Up because I thought it was.
You
gross.
Have to bring it up. That's we never would have done that. We never would have had that idea if it wouldn't have been for your tweet. So I am bowing down to you.
And it looked like such a fun party.
It was
too.
So much fun and magical.
I had told Ariana it'll air right before Christmas or around Christmas, so it'll be perfect.
Yeah,
yeah. I love Christmas time.
Nice, good thinking.
Thank you. Okay, speaking of the other housewives, we talked about them earlier. You were with Ramona and Dorinda recently.
Yes.
So wait, tell me about them. Tell me one good, wonderful story about Dorinda or Ramona.
Well, one good story. We got too hammered to do my podcast.
Did Dorinda slur?
Yeah.
Wait, was so they didn't record it?
So Dorinda's done my podcast, and I'm close with Dorinda, and I love her. Like, she's one of the best people, and like, she's so motherly and just engaging. And I've met Ramona a few times in passing, and she had messaged me and said, I'm going to be in LA if you'd like to go to dinner. And I'm like, sure. I was like, also, would you like to do my podcast? And she's like, is that audio or is that on camera or how does that work? And I was like, it's audio. Like, have you never heard of a podcast before?
Yeah.
She's like, that's fine. So no, I don't need to do hair and makeup. I'm like, you know, you don't have to do hair and makeup. And so she said, just come to my hotel, come to the Peninsula at around 4 or 5. We'll do the podcast and then we'll go to dinner. So I like show up with all my podcast equipment and lugging it around. And
I
got there, I realized it's immediately that the podcast was not going to happen.
So was she already drinking when you got there?
Both of them were, yeah.
Oh, they're amazing.
They
I love
are
the
amazing.
New York light.
They, it was, I felt like I was watching an episode of the show and I was right. Like, this is real.
It's so funny when I've had some housewives on the show before and like, it's so much easier to get like Vanderpump Rules people like know what a podcast is. Like younger people know what a podcast is.
Yeah.
It was like, some of the older generation are like, what's a podcast?
I know. Like my family still doesn't understand. They don't think I'm making money from it. They like think
understand.
I like have a hobby.
Right.
And I'm like, you guys suck.
Yeah. Like your little show. That, yeah. It's like so annoying. Okay. I want to wrap this up with some pop culture questions.
Okay.
So what do you watch on TV? Like, what do you like? You like Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. Yes. What am I watching now? Love After Lockup, I'm obsessed with right now.
People love that.
It's insane.
And you were obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé too. You had Darcy on, right?
Yes, 90 Day Fiancé. This last season felt like they were trying to be Vanderpump Rules. So like it kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. So I moved over to Love After Lockup, which is even more hardcore. I mean, these people have been imprisoned, some of them for 20 years and have never seen a flat screen TV.
That's craziness. I need to watch
you
it.
Have
wait,
to
what
watch.
Season
There's
is
only
it
two
in
seasons.
Now? 2 seasons? I can catch up. I got really into 90 Day, but then by the end of last season, I felt like it was too dark.
It was just too, it just felt fake. And even their reunion, It was like, am I watching Vanderpump Rules right now? Like,
right.
It's
didn't
weird.
You guys fight? Didn't someone from Vanderpump fight with them or something?
Jackson Lala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was always worried about Asuelo dropping his child. Like, I would literally get nightmares about it. Like, I woke up in a cold sweat being like, oh my God, I was having nightmares that he was like holding and dropping the child.
Oh
my
God.
I was like, I can't watch this anymore. What's your favorite Mariah Carey song? I ask everyone that.
Oh, the Christmas song.
All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah.
If you were choosing for People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive, who would you choose? You can't choose Bo.
I can't choose Bo.
No.
I would, oh God, this is tough. I have four.
Okay,
so let's narrow this down.
Who are the four?
Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, Jason Momoa, and Kit Harington. Obviously, Jon Snow. So it's like how do I even?
We'll get rid of Chris Pratt.
Okay, we'll get rid of him.
And we'll wait. Who's left? Kit Harington,
Jason Momoa, and
Chris Hemsworth's my number one. So I would choose him.
Hasn't he already been on it though?
Yeah, he's so sexy.
So
though.
Then let's leave him out of it, and let's just go with Jon Snow.
Okay, I like that. Okay, so these are some old school ones. I think we're around the same age-ish, maybe.
How old are you?
Unclear. Sarah Michelle Gellar or Jennifer Love Hewitt?
I would have said Sarah Michelle Gellar, but I don't like her anymore because when Kim Kardashian was on the cover of Vogue, Sarah Michelle Gellar like hardcore like hate tweeted it and was really? Being such a troll, being like, reality stars don't belong on Vogue. And I was like, fuck you. What are you doing?
Wow.
So that made me mad. So Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt wouldn't do that. Mm-mm. Okay, Cruel Intentions or She's All That?
Oh, Cruel Intentions. Sarah Michelle Gellar in that is fantastic.
I know, she's amazing in that. Oh, that movie's so good. Freddie Prinze Jr. or Josh Hartnett?
Josh Hartnett. I was obsessed.
Favorite Britney Spears song?
Oh my God. I don't know.
Toxic, Baby One More Time, Crazy.
Definitely not Baby One More Time. Like Toxic is up there. Womanizer's up there. Circus.
Circus is good.
Circus is good. Work.
Work, bitch.
Work, bitch.
Yeah, so many classics.
Can I not?
That's the game, Stassi. You got to pick one.
Okay, I think Circus.
Yeah, that's a good one. Jessica Simpson or Mandy Moore?
I love Jessica Simpson. I mean, I love Mandy Moore too, but Jessica Simpson is just like... Just goals in every way.
Did you watch Newlyweds?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a minute?
I wish reality TV was more like that.
I know. Wasn't that amazing? They had boom mics. They weren't even mic'd.
Nothing was happening.
I rewatched it recently.
It literally is nothing.
Nothing. They're just like sitting around talking.
Yes.
It's just her and Nick. Nick would like, you know, clean the pool.
Yeah. I wish that our show could be like that. I'd be so less stressed out.
It was just a totally different vibe. Also, MTV does different kind of reality shows. Like Bravo has such like a tone, and it's a wonderful tone, and I love it.
Yeah.
But it's so different.
Yeah.
But I miss Newlyweds. Okay, 98 Degrees or Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys.
Justin Timberlake or JC Chazet?
Justin Timberlake.
Do you remember your AIM screen name?
Stassi Wassi something.
Stassi Wassi.
Shut up.
Stassi Wassi. Clueless or Mean Girls?
Clueless.
I don't even know. I don't remember writing this question. But when you were in high school, would you rather a guy burn you a mix CD or send you a flower during class?
I was a loser and didn't date in high school, so I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. You know, have you heard of that show Pen 15?
Wait, someone just tagged me in something that said Pen 15. I was like, oh, when guys used to do that to us and be like, write Pen 15. Oh, penis. You're so clever.
You have to watch the show. It's on Hulu, but it's these two girls who are in their early 30s.
Yeah.
But they play seventh graders in the year 2000.
That's
Does that make sense? So it's like...
Is it kind of like Broad City-ish with the humor?
Kind of, yes. It's like very Napoleon Dynamite or Strangers with Candy-esque or whatever. But it's like watching... I mean, I was in middle school around that time. It's like watching that, like the music is from that era, like the technology, the way these girls dress is like how seventh graders dress.
And they're like in their 30s. So it would be like if me and Ariana went and did this and pretended like we were 17 years old in the 2000s.
And they don't even address it. And everyone else around them, like the seventh graders around them are in like they're young kids playing young kids. But it's these two.
That sounds so good.
It's so good.
Literally spend my night. Like, I know it's Vanderpump Rules night.
No,
but like,
watch it.
Fuck it. I'm going to watch. Is it Penis?
Pen 15.
Pen 15.
It's so fucking good. But also, that's why I wrote all those like nostalgic questions because I was watching it. And I was like, oh, that was such a fun time.
I love
time.
It.
Yeah. Stassi, where can people find you on social media?
At Stassi Schroeder on Instagram and at Stassi on Twitter.
Thank you so much for doing the show. And the book is out.
Now you have to come do mine.
Oh my God, I'd love to.
Like a good 3 weeks so that we give people a break. Yeah. And then they can write us some questions so that it makes our jobs easier.
Yeah, people write in.
Since we're lazy.
What's the book name?
Next Level Basic. And it comes out April 16th, but you can pre-order now lots of different places. Amazon, Target, all that.
And the podcast is called Straight Up with Stassi.
And my podcast, Straight Up with Stassi. Please give it a listen. I hope I don't bore you.
And anything else you want to plug?
No, that's okay.
Well, thank you so much. This was so fun.
This was really fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. All right. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a wonderful day, and I'm sending you all the love in the world. Bye-bye.